Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, none of you should stand, none of you should drink while standing. فَمَنْ نَسِيَ فَلْيَسْتَقِي. And if he forgets, and he drinks in that condition deliberately, he forgets and he drinks in that condition, then he should vomit it out. So this hadith is showing another angle, that this is not something that is light, where a person just continuously stands and he just continuously eats. If he does it like this, then he should vomit it out. In other words, telling a person that don't make this a habit. This is not something that is light in deen. If a person has to do it, or is in a position where he needs to do it, then it's okay. Now and then a person does it, then it's fine. But it's not something that needs to be continuously done. Today we do a short chapter, a small chapter. Babu istihbabi kuni saqil qumi akhiruhum shurban. The chapter on the desirability, the preferability, that person that is going around giving the people water to drink, or any type of drink, in other words, he's serving the drinks, that person should be the last one to drink. The preferability of that person being the last to drink. Yeah, it teaches us another thing, the aspect of khidmat. Aspect of khidmat is something that is ingrained in our deen. All the time we should see how we can be making the khidmat of khalq. In different ways, sometimes it may be a person Allah Pak has given him, in hadith it comes on, you only akhraq, that a person just helps another person, he got some skill. Maybe he's an artisan, he knows how to paint, he knows how to tile. He sees a person that needs a bit of tiling work done, he can't afford it, he goes and he helps him. He sees another old person battling to carry something, this person goes and helps that old person. Somebody may need some little bit of building work, he's got that skill, he helps him. So he doesn't have to be financially strong to assist anybody. So long as Allah Pak has given you a little bit of skill, you may be a doctor, you can help somebody, you can prescribe some medication for somebody. Person may be an architect, he may be an accountant, he may be an engineer. Whatever field you are, whatever field we are in, there's some way we can assist somebody. So this khidmat of khalq is something that is ingrained in our deen. And obviously the best type of khidmat we can give is trying to help and serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to promote and give the people deen. Because ultimately this is the biggest need of every insan, is how I can bring deen into my life. So the hadith of Nabi Qatada radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, saqil qawmi akhiruhum shurban, rawahu al-Tirmidhi. Hadith Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, he mentions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the person that is serving the drinks, the person that is giving the people to drink, is providing the drink, he should be the last one to drink. So this system of khidmat and looking after people, from our akabir we find it right through, it goes, this was their system and this was their love, how they can help people. Hazrat Hajim Dadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, one person came up to him to complain that there's a certain person that's using your name to get a job. That he used your name. Sometimes you can tell a person in an interview that I know such and such a big buzruk, I got taluk with him, or he's my friend. And that person that is interviewing, he'll be excited to give you the job. Why? Because you use some big person's name. So somebody came to complain to Hazrat Hajim Dadullah Rahmatullah Ali that some person is using your name to get a job. Look at the reply of these buzruks, that they all the time want to help people. How we can be some assistance to people, how we can help people. So what he did was he replied in such a beautiful way. He said, if Allah Pak can't use my body, Allah Pak can't use me physically to help somebody, at least he can use my name to help somebody. So somebody is getting some type of benefit from me, why should I be complaining? I should be excited, I should be happy that there's some type of khidmat I can make for the khalq. Ilyas Abra, the Damat Barakatuhum was here last night to give the students some advice, the final year students that are out in Jamaat. So he was here from approximately Maghrib time, right to 9:45 at night, giving advice, only giving advice. And remember something, this is not being charged out. In a university, if a lecturer stays 15 minutes extra, he charges overtime rates. Person that is moderating the papers for every script, you go pay him a rate. Person is marking, you go to pay him. Any little time, overtime, it is charged. Here you find people that want to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll come all the way from Ispingo, spend some time with the students, give them advice, no extra charge, only with the hope and the niyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this khidmat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a means, a zariah of najah for them and for us in the akhirah. So this is how the thinking is. So therefore, he gave one example, I'll just mention it to close off. He mentioned one incident, this incident we mentioned before also, of Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. That once he came to Deoband and the train landed late, the train stopped there late at night. It was cold, it was midwinter, and it was dark also. The train stations in India, you find generally in the villages, it's not brightly lit up like our platforms and all. It is very, very dark. So when he came out and he realized that there was a family that also jumped out. In the dark, in the commotion, he can hear that there's one whole family that jumped out And now they're looking for a porter to help them with all their luggage. So much of luggage they got, and they seem to be a bit frantic that they need somebody now to help them. So in the dark, that person called out, "Is there any porter here?" So what he did was, he answered that, "I am here to help you, I am the porter." Imagine now, at that time he was the Grand Mufti of Dioban. He was helping in the iftar section also, such a great alim. So he explained that, "I am here to assist." So these people, they took the luggage and they loaded on his head to carry. Heavy luggage. He himself mentioned, "I didn't know whether I'll manage and I'll make it." It happens in India sometimes. People, they overload the porter. Overload, you see a whole bundle on his head. Sometimes a person is riding a bicycle with a rickshaw in the back. The whole thing is loaded so high, sometimes you wonder, how this man manages to cycle with that load in the back? So anyway, at night they loaded the thing on his head and he's walking. He doesn't know how he can manage until he reaches the person's house. And then the person said, "Let me just on the lights so that you can put the things." The person on the lights. Very quickly he left the stuff and he went away. Because he knew in the light that this person will recognize exactly who he is. And he'll feel embarrassed that he had used him to carry his luggage. So this was the story. The moment that person put on the lights, quickly he left the luggage. He didn't take anything and he was gone. In other words, his idea was, how I can help these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that sifat in our lives, in that quality. That how we can help. This will come when a person has got humility, when he's got tawazu in his life. Therefore, Hazrat Bhai Abdul Wahab, Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, just before he passed away a few years back, he called all the old workers in Raivind, called all of them, and he said, "I got a message to give you." And he addressed them, he said, "Bhai, ye baat achi tarah hai samaj lo. Understand properly what I'm telling you. Ye sari umar ka khulasa hai. This is the summary of a whole life's effort." And at that time he was approximately close to 90 years and his whole life he had dedicated to deen, and here he's telling them, "What I'm telling you, this is the summary of a whole life's effort." And then he said, "Jo kahega main bhi hu wo khatam hai." That man who thinks that things are happening because of me, I'm making things happen. In our language you say, "I'm rocking the boat, I'm making things happen." He said, "Remember, that's the end of that man. That man who thinks that I'm making things happen, that's the end of him, wo khatam hai. And jo kahega Allah tu hi hai, Allah pak unse kaam lega." That person who attributes everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, you are making it happen. Oh Allah, you are the one that's making it happen. You are allowing me to do everything. You are allowing me to breathe, to drink, to eat, and whatever little I am doing also, that, oh Allah, that's only because of you." Jo kahega Allah tu hi hai, Allah pak unse kaam lega. Allah pak will use that person for his deen. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that spirit of tawazu, give us the spirit of serving the makhluk. As we know that today is Friday, we should try and come very early. For Jumu'ah Salah, we should try and read Surah Kahf. We should try and value the time between Asr and Maghrib and increase our salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.